settling the mind practice. So, once again, placing the body in a position that feels comfortable and supportive, and practicing sitting well with the back tall and strong, and allowing the rest of the body to relax around that strong spine. And whether or not to keep your eyes open or allow them to close is entirely up to you. Different meditation teachers have different advice. Maybe just finding what works best for you. And if you do decide to allow your eyes to stay open, perhaps casting your gaze down towards the floor or your desk or somewhere just a little bit in front of you and allowing your eyes to have a fuzzy focus. And our intention for this practice is to begin to work with the mind in a way that allows it to settle, that allows it to have a rest, to not be so busy. And we might spend a moment reflecting on why it might be really helpful to be able to grow the skill of allowing the mind to have a rest. Maybe there are times when a busy mind is not a very useful thing, particularly when we're trying to get to sleep. But also at other times during the day. And so we've placed the body in a strong position, and we've placed the mind by bringing to mind our intention, and also reflecting on the why of training the mind, why we're here doing this practice. And now bringing your attention to the breath as it's being experienced in your body right now. And deepening the breathing just a little now, if that feels okay. Just inviting the body to breathe a little bit more deeply. Tuning in just like a radio, tuning into a particular frequency. Tuning in to the in-breath and the out-breath. And all of the sensations that go with that. So maybe aware of the cooler air tickling the nostrils or between the lips on the way in the in-breath. Maybe feeling the chest expand, muscles working to move the ribs apart a little bit and to flatten the diaphragm, which is that sheet of muscle at the bottom of the lungs, that flattens, pulls downwards to allow the lungs to expand. And then on the out-breath, feeling the chest or the belly fall back towards the spine. And perhaps feeling warmer air rushing through the insides of the nostrils or between the lips on the out-breath. Maybe aware of some sensations of movement in the shoulders or the back, with the breath as well as the chest and the belly. I'm beginning to introduce counting now. Counting up to perhaps 3 or 4 on the in-breath, and a similar number on the out-breath. You don't need to get too caught up in worrying about what number you get to. The aim here is to have an in-breath that's just roughly equal in length to the out-breath. So breathing in to a count of 3 or 4 or other number. And breathing out to a similar count. And so we're doing 2 things in this moment, breathing and counting, giving the mind a job to do as this body rests here in this strong and supportive position, and we just watch the breath, each in-breath and each out-breath, and count. A little bit like riding the waves. The breath rolls in and the breath rolls out. The breath rolls in and the breath rolls out. And if you find that the mind wanders off into thinking, into distraction, then there's nothing wrong. This is just a habit of the mind. And so we just direct our attention back as soon as we notice, back to the breathing, back to the counting. And if you prefer, you may wish to use a phrase instead of the counting. You might say to yourself, breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Letting go of the counting or saying any phrase and just allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm and pace. As we take our attention to the out-breath now, tuning into that feeling of the body letting go of the breath. How does that feel? You might be aware of a sense of slight relaxation on the out-breath. Body relaxing a little bit as it releases the breath. And maybe we can invite the mind to learn from that as the mind watches the body releasing the breath and relaxing a little bit. Maybe the mind can learn not to get so involved in the thoughts that arise. Maybe the mind can learn to just allow the thoughts to come and go, to pass by like clouds in the sky. And in the last few moments of the practice, letting go of trying to do anything in particular, just settling into the natural rhythm of your breathing. Following the sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath.